在属灵的事情的时候，我们都变成笨人了。
But we are quite silly and stupid when it comes to spiritual things.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
当你的房间还冷的时候
，When your room is still cold.
你要看冷气还开着没有
？You want to see whether the aircon is on.
冷气关的时候还会冷一段时间的。
After you turn off the aircon, you will still be cold.
照样，人你上帝的家还可以有所作为的。
In the same manner, being cut off from God, you will still work for a while.
不是永远的。
But it's not for eternity.
第三样死的意义是什么呢
？The third meaning of that.
永远。离开天父的面
is to be cut away from God forever.
离开什么？离开爱的源头，离开义的源头，离开善的源头，离开善的源头，离开生命的源头，那个永恒的源头。你就是永远的浪子，永远离开上帝，永远没有回到他的面前。
You will be separated from God, the eternal source of life, of love, of righteousness, of all things good.
难道你要做这样的人？
Is this the person you want to be?
我读一篇文章。
I read a composition.
伟大的文学家 Hemingway 自杀。
The great writer Hemingway committed suicide.
这样好伟大的人为什么要自杀呢？
Such a great writer, why did he die?
因为他没有盼望。
Because he had no hope.
玛丽莲梦露自杀。
Marilyn Monroe killed herself.
像丽像莲像鹿一样的。
She has a beautiful face.
她结果自杀了。
But in the end, she killed herself.
我们生孩子生来生去都没有她那么漂亮。
Our children are not as beautiful as she was.
这么漂亮，为什么要自杀
？Such a beautiful woman, why she killed herself?
当 Hemingway 自杀的时候
，When Hemingway killed himself,
他把枪放在这里。
He put the shotgun under his
chin. 打到脑里头自杀。
And shot it in
the brain. 为什么呢？因为他笑他爸爸，他爸爸也是这样自杀。
That was the way his father died.
那么那种爸爸
，That father of his
就没有把与神的关系。交给他的孩子，让他的孩子有与神的关系的那种喜乐。
Did not tell him about the joy of the relationship with God.
这世界有许多很好、很伟大、很有作为的人，但没有上帝。
There are many great people, many people who do good things.
为什么你要做这样的人
？Why do you want to be a person like that?
今年
，this year，
经济会很困难。
The economy will.
今年
，this year，
很多人会失业。
Many of us will.
今年 ，this year， 很多公司会倒。
Many companies will fall.
今年的台湾。
台湾的
过去三个月关闭了6500间的工厂
6500 factories
许多人没有饭吃
Many people are starving
许多人盼望自杀
Many people want to kill themselves
一个年轻人
As a young man
年纪轻轻
Very young
在大学的广告里面写了一幅的这个广告
Wrote an advertisement
我是二十几岁的年轻人
I am 20 odd
我生活现在太穷太苦了
I am too poor now
我要把我的肾脏卖掉
I want to sell my kidney
卖二十几万元
I want to sell it for the
维持我和我家人的生活
to sustain my family.
不要怀疑我
Don't suspect
我是年轻的
I'm young,
我是健康的
I'm healthy,
我的肾脏可以补救你们的需要
my kidney can save you.
政府看到这样的广告
When the government saw this,
吓了一跳
they were shocked.
如果每个青年人都卖一个肾怎么办呢
If every young person do the same thing,
那台湾就一大堆一个肾的人走在路上
Taiwan will have a lot of people
那么这样的年轻人在台湾
a young
person 台湾怎么办呢
What about Taiwan?
劝他不要这么做
so they try to
save you.这是犯法的
This is legal.
为什么呢因为当人太痛苦的时候
In our great pain and suffering,
人就想出一大堆古里古怪的事情
We try to think about strange things.
中国的河南省
In Henan, China
四月份的时候
In April
发现一个乡村
There was a village
里面大概有 20% 的人全部犯艾滋症
About 20% had AIDS
他们是不是同性恋呢
Are they homosexual?
他们是不是乱来呢
Did they live back in life?
他们穷的时候去卖血的时候医院用的针总是那一根
they were so poor that they sell their blood and the same needle was used
所以结果这些一个一个就这样死了
and so they all died
艾滋病遍满全家
and the village had AIDS
政府尽量遮盖使外面没有听见这个事情
but the government tried to stop the news
是何等可怕的事情
this is frightening
求主帮助我们
may the Lord help us
给我们看见这一个世界
that we will see this world
一定要回到上帝面前
that we need to return to him
勇敢承认我们的罪
courageously admit the sin
政府要承认政府的罪
the government must admit its sin
百姓要承认百姓的罪
the people must admit their sin
工业界医学界经济社会界都要承认自己的
All aspects of society must admit their sin
个人要承认个人的罪
The individual must confess your sin
神的面前
In front of God
如同照镜子一样
It's as if we come to a mirror
上帝说
The Lord says
世人都犯了罪
All have sinned
亏缺了上帝的荣耀
And fallen short of his glory
上帝说
The God
says 罪的工价乃是死
The wages of sin is death
我们今天不要再打肿自己的面皮充胖子
Do not still pretend yourself.
我们不要再用文化把自己斯文一下、画一下，就以为很好看。
Do not just cover ourselves with our culture.
让我们诚实在上帝里面。
Let us be honest before the Lord.
对主的主啊
，and say to the Lord,
照明我
，illuminate me,
告诉我
，tell me,
给我知道我实在的情形
，that I know my truth,
好叫我回到你的面前
，so that I can return to you.
有一个有钱人肺痨病
，there was a rich man who has TB.
跑到医生那里去
，he went to the doctor.
又怕医生敲他。太多钱
He was afraid that the doctor would cheat him.
故意穿那个破衣服
So he wore a very broken clothing.
跑到医生那里去
To go in front of the doctor.
那么医生说要照 X 光
The doctor said must have X-ray.
照 X 光
He had it.
照完了以后
After that,
医生啊多少钱
He said, doctor, how much is it?
医生说两百块
He said, $200.
我是穷人
I'm very poor.
怎么可以照一个 X 光两百块
How can you charge me $200?
你看我的衣服这里一个洞，这里三个洞
Look at my clothing.
后边两块布补来的
And there are a lot of holes.
医生给我便宜点。医生说两百块就是两百块。
The doctor said $200。
医生原谅我啊
，forgive me。
我家里好多孩子要养。
You have a lot of children
我没有这么多钱。
I have no money。
医生说两百块，听见没有
？The doctor said $200。
他说请你可怜我。
He said mercy。
给我优待一点。
Give me discount。
医生说两百块。
The doctor said $200。
他说医生啊，不要这么多了。
The doctor cut it out。
不必多讲，刚才 X 光我看见你袋子有2000块。
The doctor said, in the X-ray, I see a lot of money in your pocket.
怎么讲都没有用。
So it doesn't matter.
因为我有 X 光照到你里面有2000块。
I have X-ray and I can see yourself.
你还穿破衣服来对我说什么呢？
What are you going to say then?
神要我们什么？
What does God want?
神要我们认错。
God want us to repent.
诚实。
Be honest.
要我们谦卑。
Be humble.
要我们对上帝说。
To say to him.
我在这里。
I'm here.
照我本相。
Illuminate me.
真正认识我自己。
That I may know myself.
谦卑对主说。
In humility.
我是罪人。
I say I'm a sinner.
需要你。
I need you.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
到地上来。
Came to earth.
拯救罪人。
To save sinners.
耶稣到世界上来。
He came to earth.
担当我们的罪。
To take our sin.
耶稣到世界上来。
He came to earth.
为我们的罪被钉死在十字架。
And be crucified for us.
上帝所与众人的罪都归在他的身上。
The Lord gave all sins upon His shoulders.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
怎样拯救我
？Save us.
他要拯救你。
He will save you.
怎样改变我
？How He changed me.
改变你。
He will change you.
我们每一个人都在上帝面前。
All of us in front of
God. 都是必死的人。
We will die.
都是要灭亡的人。
We will be destroyed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
再过十年。
After 10 years,
我已经没有这样的体力对你讲了。
I probably cannot speak like this.
再过二十年
，After 20 years,
我可能已经死了。
Probably I'm dead.
再过五十年
，After 50 years,
可能你也死了。
Perhaps you will die.
再过一百年
，After 100 years,
一定死了。
Surely you will die.
连你的孙子都一定死了。
Even your grandchildren will die.
所以我们在地上做人可。
As men,
我有什么好骄傲的？
Why are we proud?
有什么还遮盖的？
Why are we hiding?
有什么好威风的人？
Why are we so great?
我们是一个必定会死的人。
We are people that will surely die.
我们不过是罪人。
We are sinners.
我们不过是个会死的人。
We are people that will die.
我们不再欺骗自己。
Let us not deceive ourselves.
对主耶稣说。
We say to the Lord Jesus.
主啊
，Lord Jesus，
感谢你。
I give you thanks.
给我听见这样的道。
That you allow me to hear this.
给我明白这样伟大的真理。
That I can understand this great truth.
我愿意到你的面前。
I'm willing to come before you.
求主赦免我。
Forgive me,
因为我没达到你为我创造的目的。
Because I have not met your goal.
主啊，赦免我。
Oh Lord, forgive me.
因为我自己把我的完美撕破太多了。
Because I took away my own perfection.
上帝不是要责备你。
The Lord is not rebuking you.
不是要丢弃你。
Not deserting you.
他是要爱。
He wants to love you.
他是要成全你。
He wants to accomplish you.
要帮你挽回过来。
And bring you back.
好不好啊？
Is this a good thing?
唐山大地震的时候
，When there was an earthquake at 唐山，
差不多100万人死
，About a million died.
那是世界历史最可怕的地震。
That was one of the most horrifying earthquake.
当天大地震的时候
，On that very day,
刚好中国地震学会在唐山开会。
They were having a meeting for the.
开会以前，他们宣布这一带最近不会发生地震。
Before they had a meeting, they declared that there would be no earthquake.
就在他们开会一半的时候
，When the experts were having a meeting,
唐山大地震。
All of a sudden, great earthquake came.
最少70万到100万人。
About 700,000 to 1 million died.
世界各国就是我们要帮助中国。
And everyone, you can.
红十字会帮助中国。
The Red Cross want to help.
毛泽东面皮太大。
毛泽东 was not willing.
中国不需要外国帮助。
He said we need not have external help.
结果死伤的人没有办法得到帮助。
And so no one got.
为什么呢？面子。
Because
不要承认我们的软弱。
We do not want to
recognize. 不要承认我们的需要。
Or our needs.
苏联的潜水艇。
The submarine of the Russia.
海里面。 已经受了很大的危害了。
When they had problem in the ocean,
欧洲几个国家要帮助他们的时候
，many European countries want
to help. 我们不需要你们帮助。
They said we did not have your help.
结果等到发现可以把他救的人可以救出来的时间过的时候，一个一个都死在里面。
But because of the timing, a lot of people, all of them died.
亲爱的弟兄
，Dear brothers,
为什么
？Why?
因为面子。
Because of face.
今天晚上
，This evening,
我奉主的名告诉
，In the name of the Lord,
你的灵魂
，I tell you, your spirit,
你的面子要
，is more important than your face.
你的爱
，the love of God,
会拯救你的罪恶
，will save you from your sin,
赦免你
，and forgive you,
使你完美过来
，that you will be called complete.
从今天开始
，from today,
让上帝的爱充满。
May the love of God fill you.
上帝恩拯救你。
That His grace will save you.
耶稣的宝血洗净。
His blood will cleanse you.
圣灵把新的生命给你。
The Holy Spirit will give you new life.
我是罪人。
I am a sinner.
你是罪人。
You are a sinner.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们需要上帝。
We need God.
无论我们有怎样的罪。
It doesn't matter what sin we have.
主都愿意接受。
The Lord is willing to accept you.
今天我们到主面前来。
We want to come before Him.
圣经说。
The Bible says.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
唯独上帝的恩赐。
But the grace of God,
在我们主耶稣基督里面
，in our Lord Jesus Christ,
乃是永生
，is eternal life.
请问
，the question is,
你肯不肯说
，are you willing,
主耶稣
，to say Lord Jesus?
今天我听清楚
，I am clear now.
你这么爱我
，you love me so much.
我到你面前
，I come before you.
我接受你
，I accept you.
求你进到我心中
，come into my heart.
感谢主
，thank you, Lord.
你愿意不愿意
？Are you willing?
今天晚上
，this evening,
把你的心打开
，to open up your heart.
接受耶稣
，to accept Jesus.
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
你愿意吗
？Are you willing？
你不是回答我。
You are not answering me。
你回答你的主。
You answer your Lord。
他在你心外口。
He is knocking at your door。
他要进。
He wants to come in。
你不是为别人。
You are not doing this for other people， but for yourself。
自爱。
For yourself。
承认。
You admit it。
接受耶稣。
You accept him。
今天晚上。
This evening。
有这样的人。
A person like that。
一同到前面来祷告。
Let us come before。
一同到主的面前。
And pray together。
领受这么大的爱。
And accept such great love。
领受这么救恩。
And such grace。
好吧。我们再唱刚才那首诗歌。
Let's sing the song.
当转眼仰望耶稣。
Turn your eyes to God.
今天我们要读诗篇第二十二篇。
We want to read Psalms, the 22nd Psalm.
诗篇第二十二篇。
The 22nd Psalm.
我们要读第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇二十二篇第一节。
Psalms 22, verse 1.
我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离弃我？为什么眼里不救我，不听我哀恨的言语？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from the words of my groaning?
我们大家一同开声来读。
Let's read it together.
二三，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离弃我？为什么眼里不救我？不听我哀恨的声音？我们大家再读第十四节。
Verse 14.
我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我的心在我里面如蜡融化，我的精力枯干如同瓦片，我的石头跌在我的牙床上，你将我安置在死地的尘土中。请你读第十四节。
Verse 14. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joy. My heart has turned into wax, it has melted away from me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death.
我们再读第十六、第十七节。
Verse 16.
眼泪围着我，恶胆环绕我，他们砸了我的手，我的脚，我的骨头，我能都能数过。他们瞪着眼看我，他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣念旧。
The 16 dogs have surrounded me, a band of evil men has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet, I can count all my bones. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing.
我们再看以赛亚书第五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
就有以赛亚书第五十三章。
The Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书第五十三章，我们要读第三节一直到第十节。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不堪一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦， 我们就以为他受这罚被上帝击打苦待了，那知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们的平安，因他受的鞭伤我们的医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羔羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。第八节，因受欺压又审判，他被夺去，至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭伤，从活人之地被剪除，是为我百姓的罪过呢？第十节，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受苦，耶和华以他为赎罪祭。请大家读第四节、第六节、第十节。Everybody read together 4, 6, and 10，一同来读，各用自己的语言。1, 2, 3。
他
担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却因为他受责罚，被上帝击打苦待了。第六节，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。第十节，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受苦，耶和华以他为赎罪祭。最后我们大家一同打开彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter two。
新约彼得前书第二章。
The New Testament First Peter chapter two。
我们要一同来开声来读彼得前书第二章第22节，一直读到第25节。
Verses 22 to 25。
翻到了，一同来读。1, 2, 3。他并没有犯罪，头里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口。受害不是威胁的话，是将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受了鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人献主了。我们读经就到这个地方，我们再一次低头祷告。
Let us pray。
上帝啊，我们感谢你，你赐下你的话，你赐下你自己的道，你借着你真理的圣灵启示了先知使徒，把你的真理在旧约新约里面记载下来。今天给我们宣读你的话语，主啊，我们已经打开你的话，恳求你这个时候打开我们的心，用你的真理光照我们，用你的真理建造我们，用你的真理纠正我们，用你的真理拯救我们。我们恳求你赐福今天下午到你来面前来的每一个人，没有一个人被你撇下，没有一个人被你丢弃。求求你照着你丰盛的大恩，照着你充足的智慧，照着你超过人所能测度你永远的计划，向我们施恩，伸出你的手来施行拯救，使我们今天领受你的恩，今天看见你的爱，今天回到你的怀抱中间。我们中间走迷的人，求主把我们吸引回来，我们刚硬着心的，求主除去我们的死心，赐给我们肉心。愿主你一位的圣灵在我们众位的心中工作，你要捆绑撒旦，吩咐的远远离开我们，不让他在我们中间的丝毫骄傲的工作，因为他在你里面原是毫无所有。你给你无用的仆人，无论讲理翻译的同感一灵，如同一人为你征战，把你的话毫无折扣传讲清楚，使我们每一个到你面前来的人都得着你自己的救恩。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿们。
阿们。
我们刚才读的诗篇第二十二篇
Psalms 22 that we just read
3000年以前大卫写下来
was written by David 3000 years ago
这篇诗篇很奇妙的
This is miraculous
一开始的时候就是对神的一个呼喊
It is a calling towards God from the first verse
上帝我的上帝为什么你离开我
my God why have you forsaken me
为什么你眼眼不顾我
why are you so far away from me
为什么你让我在这里受苦
Why are you allowing me to suffer?
又说他们扎了我的手，他们吃了我的脚。
They pierced my hand and my feet.
这些话到底在讲什么呢
？What are these words trying to talk
这
些
话就是在讲耶稣基督要怎么死。
It's talking about how Jesus Christ died.
耶稣基督要怎么样被钉，怎么样被杀。
How he will be crucified and killed.
因为当耶稣被杀的时候
，When he was crucified，
他是被挂在木头的上面。
Jesus Christ hung on the cross.
耶稣基督两个手被刺了。
His hands were pierced.
耶稣基督两个脚被扎了。
His feet were pierced.
耶稣在十字架上呼喊着：“我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离开我？”
Upon the cross, he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
大卫在耶稣被钉十字架以前1000年写了这首诗歌。
1000 years before Jesus was crucified, David wrote this.
他怎么知道耶稣要这样死的
？How did he know Jesus would die this way?
他怎么知道耶稣要这样喊的
？How did he know Jesus would cry out this way?
跟新约都是从一位的圣灵所启示下来。
Because the Old and the New Testament is inspired by the same Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督的死不是偶然发生的事情。
The death of Jesus was not a coincidence.
耶稣基督的死不是他自己选择这样受刑。
The death of Jesus was not his own choice.
没有办法叫罗马人跟旧约的圣经合作。
It was not possible to get the Romans to cooperate with Old Testament.
没有办法是耶稣有生之年有这种刑罚留在世界上。
It was not possible for Jesus to have such a punishment in his lifetime.
这是全能的上帝。
This is from Almighty God.
超过时期、超过时间的智慧所启示下来。
Whose wisdom transcends time and space in his revelation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
耶稣基督的十字架
，The cross of Jesus Christ，
绝对不是一件偶然的历史事件。
It's certainly not a coincidental historical fact.
耶稣基督的十字架
，The cross of Jesus Christ，
不是犹太人故意计划成全。旧约的预言
is not a result of a purpose and a plan by the Jews.
因为犹太人把耶稣交给罗马人。
The Jews gave Jesus over to the Romans.
罗马人用十字架的刑罚来使耶稣钉在十字架上。
And the Romans punished Jesus Christ with the cross.
为什么把一个人钉在十字架上
？What is the purpose of a crucifixion?
原来钉在十字架上的人
，for those who are crucified,
是犯了最大的罪恶
，are usually the greatest sinners.
所以受尽最大的凌辱
，so they are humiliated the most.
最痛苦的刑罚
，the most painful punishment.
这种刑罚根本不把人当作人来看待。
This is a punishment really not for the human being.
这种刑罚使人肉体受了根本不能承担的痛苦。
It gave the human being a physical pain that he cannot bear.
所以罗马人就定了一个宪法。
The Romans chose this.
如果罗马公民犯罪
，If a Roman citizen sins,
无论他犯多大的罪。都不可以把它钉在十字架上。
It doesn't matter how severe it is, there will be no crucifixion.
请招待人坐下，不要走来走去，不必算人了。你们坐下，你也需要听到。穿黄衣服的招待人，请都坐下。有许多时候大聚会，许多的蒙恩，后来招待人自己完全听不见上帝的话。
Sometimes in a lot of gathering, even the counselors or the ushers did not listen to the word of God.
他们变成忙碌的马大。就失去了玛利亚的身份。
Like Martha, they are too busy and they lost the blessing of Mary.
所以请大家安静听到，不要再讲话了。
Let us all listen to the word quietly.
请招待人自己好好听到。
For the ushers as well.
愿神赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
你们找一个位置坐下来。
Find a place to sit.
好好领受上帝的话。
And receive His word.
像玛利亚静坐在上帝面前。
Like Mary sitting in front of God,
选择了上好的福分。
He chose the better blessing,
是没有人可以夺取的。
It is something that will not be taken away.
我们继续讲下去。
Let us continue.
当耶稣基督被钉十字架上的时候
，When Jesus was on the cross,
他受了人间最可怕、最残忍的刑罚。
He received the most horrifying and cruel punishment.
这种刑罚 并不把人当作人。
This is the punishment not meant for human beings.
罗马帝国就定了这个宪法。
The Roman Empire had this rule.
罗马公民犯多少的罪都不可以把他定罪。
The greatest Roman criminal will not be crucified.
那么十字架上的刑罚是对哪一种人施行的呢？
So what is this punishment reserved for?
就是对罗马公民以外的外邦人。
It was reserved for the Gentiles who are not Romans.
是哪一种外邦人？
What sort of Gentiles?
那些放火伤人，那些强盗就可以把他定罪十字架。
Those who are involved in arson or murder, the robbers.
那些碰金碰道或者离开罗马帝国的宪法的人才定罪十字架上。
Or those who betray the Roman Empire.
那些卖国贼把他定罪十字架上。
The traitors and the betrayers.
但是耶稣基督到底犯了什么罪被定罪十字架上？
What were the sins of Jesus that he ought to be crucified?
他们把耶稣带到罗马的省长比拉多面前的时候。
When they brought Jesus Christ in front of Pontius Pilate.
他们对比拉多讲一句话。
They said to Pilate.
因为他说他是犹太人的王。
Because he said that he is the king of the Jews.
他该死。
So he ought to die.
那么比拉多就查耶稣犯什么罪。
And Pilate tried to investigate.
比拉多查查查查查。
After a while.
他什么罪都查不出来。
He couldn't find anything.
所以他说我查不出这个人有什么罪。
He said I cannot find any sin from him.
那个犹太人已经定下心意，一定要耶稣在那一天死。
But the Jews were determined.To kill Jesus.
所以他们说把他钉十字架。
And they said, crucify him.
把他钉十字架。
Crucify him.
比拉多第二次在查耶稣所犯的罪。
And Pilate tried again to investigate.
结果他查不出耶稣犯什么罪。
And he could not find anything.
第三次在查的时候。
The third time he tried.
照样查不出耶稣有什么罪。
There was no conclusion.
但是他们照样说这个人一定要死。
But they said, crucify him.
所以比拉多要求全这两样困难。
In order to fulfill and compromise.
如果他不听犹太人的话。
He will not listen to
the Jews. 他就很难在犹太地继续做他们的长官。
It will be difficult for him to rule over them.
但是如果他听犹太人的话，
But if he were to listen to them,
他是一个不按公义审判人的省长。
Then he would not have executed justice.
因为他根本三次查考查不出耶稣有什么罪。
He tried three times and he couldn't find anything wrong with Jesus.
所以他要怎样解决这个困难呢？
How would he solve this problem?
他就拿起水来在他们众人面前洗手。
He took water and he wash himself.
他说流这个人的血不在我的手上。
And he said the blood is not upon my hands.
既然你们要把他钉死，
Since you want to crucify him,
我把他交给你们去钉死吧。
Let me give him over to you.
当他这样逃脱他的责任的时候，
When he tried to escape his responsibility,
我们的主一句话也不说。
Our Lord did not defend himself.
他已经接受最深的痛苦。
He was willing to receive the greatest pain.
他已经接受最不公义的审判。
The most unrighteous judgment.
那个犹太人听见比拉多把耶稣交给他们。
When the Jews realized that Jesus was given to them,
他们就对比拉多说，
They said to Pilate,
流这个人的血，罪归给我们吧。
We will withstand the sin because of his death.
也归给我们的子子孙孙吧。
And what the sins will be upon our descendants.
与你无干。
There's nothing to do with you.
让比拉多就逃避了他的责任。
And Pontius Pilate escaped his responsibility.
犹太人就达到了他们的目的。
The Jews got their goal.
这样就把耶稣基督带到哥哥他的山上去。
And they brought Jesus to Golgotha.
他把他钉在木头的上面。
And crucified him upon the cross.
双手被刺。
Pierced his hands,
双脚被刺
and both his feet.
然后他们把这个人在这个十字架木头上面，好像一棵树一样的把它竖直起来。
They lifted the cross upon like a tree.
把他们像树栽种在已经做了的空的上面
and planted the cross.
然后把石头把它填满在洞的中间
and filled the hole with rocks.
像耶稣基督被挂在哥哥他的山上
and Jesus was hanging on the cross.
耶稣基督被挂起来的时候
while he was hanging there,
全身的重量就垂下来了
his bodily weight would have pulled him down.
他的钉痕就挂得更大，流的血就越多了。
And his wound will be even larger with more blood.
历史给我们记载。
History show us.
一个人被钉在十字架上。
When a person is crucified.
血要慢慢流，慢慢流。
He will bleed slowly.
所以有人要差不多流三天才死。
Some people will die after only 3 days.
有的人被挂在木头上要5天才离开世界。
And some had to take 5 days to die.
这是他们生命最后几天最痛苦、最残忍的遭遇。
These are the most horrifying and cruel punishment for their life.
以色列人都知道这种刑罚太可怜了。
The Israelites knew this cruel punishment.
但是在十字架下面的人
，But those who are beneath the
cross, 他们虽然知道这个很难忍受的痛苦
，Although they knew that he was in great pain,
他们就趁机会报仇
，They took revenge on him.
因为如果上面钉在木头上的是强盗
，If it was a robber that's hanging there,
他们曾经杀掉下面的人的亲戚
，And the robbers may have killed some of the people.
那个世人的亲人就在那咒骂这个十字架上的强盗
，The relatives were cursed at the robber on the cross.
所以这不但身体的痛苦，心灵的痛苦，自尊心的痛苦，面皮的痛苦，这是人所能承受最可怕、最危险的痛苦。
So there's not only physical humiliation, there's also humiliation in the heart and in the spirit.
上帝的儿子到世界上来
，The Son of God came to earth.
就这样被挂在木头上。
In this manner, he was hung on the cross.
耶稣就是十多岁的时候
，When Jesus was in his
在他长大的城市拿撒勒，就发生过一次暴动，抵抗罗马帝国。
There was a riot in the place of his birth, Nazareth.
那一次的暴动后来失败了。
The riot was failed.
那个犹太国的爱国分子有100多人全部被罗马兵丁抓去。
And the patriots who loved the Jewish nation was captured.
以后他们就把这些十字架把它一个一个树立在面对外面的城市的那个路的上面。
Upon the road that's facing out of the city, they planted all the cross.
同时有100多人被钉在十字架。
More than 100 were crucified.
我们可以想象耶稣十多岁的时候。
We can imagine Jesus when he was in his
teens. 亲眼看见这样的情形。
He would have witnessed this.
所以他知道以后他要为我们的罪这样被钉在十字架。
He knew that he would die for our sins in this manner.
但我们的主清楚知道他到世界上来就是为你为我来死的。
But our Lord knew clearly that he came to earth to die for you and I.
所以呢，在希伯来书第二章第十四节告诉我们
，Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
而你既有血肉的身体
，And since the children have the body of flesh,
他也照样亲自成了有血肉的身体。
He took upon himself the image of the flesh.
特别要借着死来打败掌死权的魔鬼。
That through death he will defeat Satan that holds on to him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
当我们看见十字架的记号的时候
，When we see the mark of the cross，
我不知道你有怎么样的思想。
I'm not sure what you're thinking about。
心里面有怎么样的感受
？What sort of feelings you have？
今天红十字已经变成旧伤，变成罪人盼望的一个记号。
Today when we see red cross, we know that it will save the people.
这个十字的记号变成人从死亡中间得着新的生命的一个盼望。
The mark of the cross has become a hope for men in the midst of dying.
这红十字位的记号就是从耶稣基督的十字架开始产生的启发。
The red cross is inspired by the cross of Jesus Christ.
为什么上帝的儿子要到世界上来呢
？Why did the Son of God come to the earth？
为什么上帝的儿子要道成肉身呢
？Why did the Son of God came as a human being？
为什么上帝的儿子要亲自被挂在木头上呢
？Why was he hung on the cross？
上帝是大能的上帝。
Our God is an almighty God.
上帝是全能的上帝。
He is with all power.
难道他不能用别的办法拯救我们这些有罪的人吗
？Surely he can use other ways to save all of us.
如果他要借着基督来拯救我们
，If he wants to save us through Christ，
为什么要让他的儿子受犹太人这样的丢弃，受罗马人这样的刑罚呢
？Why did he allow his son to be abandoned by the Jews and punished by the Romans？
是我们许多时候用自己的头脑没有办法了解的事情。
These are the things that we cannot understand with our own reason.
但是上帝在2800年以前
，But 2800 years ago，
透过先知以赛亚书已经写下这些话语了。
Through the prophet Isaiah, he already told us，
上帝借着他担当我们的罪。
Through him, he bore our sins。
上帝定义把他压伤。
God willed that he would be crushed，
让他为我们的罪受审判。
That he may be punished for our sins，
为我们的平安受刑罚。
And that he may be punished for our peace，
为我们的医治受鞭伤。
That he may be wounded to heal us，
这是代替性的牺牲。
This is a sacrifice that represented us。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
耶稣基督的死是必须的吗
？Is it necessary for Christ to die？
耶稣钉十字架是必须的吗
？Was it necessary for Jesus to be crucified？
你不但是必须，是绝对的一个必须。
Let me tell you, not only is it necessary, it's absolutely necessary.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为圣经说罪的工价乃是死。
Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death.
上帝对亚当夏娃说：“你不要吃。” 因为你吃的那枝，你必定死。
God said to Adam and Eve, "Do not eat of the fruit. The day you eat, you will die."
叫神知道罪的果结结局是何等的可怕。
Because the Lord know the horrifying result of sin.
那个人犯罪的时候，只知享受最终之乐，而不觉悟到罪的果效是何等的可怕。
But when we sin, we only know the pleasures of sin and not its consequences.
今天我们每一个人都是如此。
It is the same for all of us.
赌博的人只想赚钱，没有想到家破人亡的结局。
The gambler only wants to win and he doesn't realize that he's losing away all his money.
玩女人的人只想快乐，没有想到可能中了艾滋病在身上。
Those who womanize only want the pleasure of the flesh and not of, they are not afraid of AIDS.
年轻人只顾玩乐，不要读书，不知道前途是何等的可怜。
The young people only want to enjoy themselves, they do not care about their future.
那些贪赌的人只想花钱，不想可能被吊颈而死。
The drug trafficker only wants the money and they're not afraid of dying by
it. 为什么人在犯罪的时候变成这么笨呢？
Why do we become so stupid when we sin?
我们只看眼前的快乐。
We only look at the pleasure in front of us.
我们没有看到罪的可怕。
We have not seen the horrifying effect of sin.
我们只看暂时的享受。
We are interested in the temporal pleasure.
我们没有看到永恒的失落。
We do not see being lost in the future.
我们只想得到今生的益处。
We want the benefits in this life.
我们没想到我们出卖我们永远的灵魂。
But we have betrayed our eternal spirit.
主耶稣说，
The Lord Jesus said,
人若得着全世界，
If we gain the whole world,
失去他的灵魂，
And lose our soul,
有什么益处呢？
What benefit of it is to
人还能拿什么换取他的灵魂？
What can we use in exchange of our soul?
亲爱的朋友，
Dear friends,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你有个伟大的生命，
You have a great life,
你有个永远的灵魂，
You have an eternal spirit,
你有个尊贵的人性，
You have a character that is an honor,
你是按照上帝的形象样子，
Because you were made in the image of God,
但是你的罪正在破坏你，
But your sin is damaging you,
你的罪正在撕裂你，
It is tearing you apart,
你的罪真的是你的生命受亏损。
Your sin is falling short of your own.
你问你觉悟了没有呢？
Have you realized
this? 你还是以为犯罪很快乐。
You think enjoying in your sin.
犯罪的时候正在享受你自己的自由。
You still enjoy your own freedom.
你却不你自己的生命亏欠了神的荣耀。
But you have not realized that your life has fallen short of the glory of God.
生命正在把自己分身碎骨交给魔鬼。
Your life has been separated and you're giving it away to the
Satan. 罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
如果罪的工价是死，我犯罪我应该死。那请问，有谁能够解决我们犯罪的事情？
Since the wages of sin is death and I will die because of sin, who will solve this problem?
没有一个罪人可以解决另外一个罪人的问题。
Not a single sinner can solve the problem of another sinner.
一个人犯罪，他自己要死。
A person will die because of his sin.
他就没有办法解决另外一个犯罪而要死的人的问题。
So he cannot solve the problem of another sinner.
所以在人间没有一个人可以解决我们犯罪的事情。
Not a single person on earth can solve our problem of sin.
我们人间最尊贵的人，
The greatest among us all.
东方的孔子，
Like Confucius in the East.
西方的苏格拉底，
Or Socrates in the West.
像古代的约伯，
Or Job in the ancient days.
近代的塔戈尔，这些人都是有伟大的生命。
These are great people.
伟大人格的人。
They lead great lives.
他们都承认自己是有过犯的。
But they all admit that they are not perfect.
都承认自己是有罪的。
They all admit that they have sinned.
所以罪人没有办法解决罪人的问题。
A sinner cannot solve the problem of sin.
所以神不能从人的中间给我们找出一个救主出来。
God cannot raise a savior from among us.
那么罪人的问题谁去解决呢？
Who can solve then the problem of the sinners?
上帝可以不可以从天使中间拣选最有能力的天使来拯救我们脱离罪恶呢？
Can God select the most powerful angels to solve our problem?
这也不能。
He cannot do that.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为天使都是受造的灵界之物。
Because angels are created spiritual beings.
虽然他们有大的能力，
Although they have power,
他们是灵界之物，
They are things in the spiritual realm.
他们还是受造的，
They are still being
created. 他们还是有限的，
They are limited.
所以有限的受造物 没有办法拯救有限的人。
A finite created creature cannot save a human being.
人间没有救主。
There are no saviors among us.
天使也没有无能为力。
The angels cannot do anything.
只有一个办法。
Only one solution.
神自己来到世界上。
It's for God to come himself.
神自己来拯救我们。
That he will come to save us.
因为只有神是非受造的。
God is the only being that is not created.
只有神是无限大能的。
He is the only infinite being.
只有神是永远有能力的。
He lives forever and has eternal power.
这位无限的神。
This infinite God.
永远的神。
The eternal God.
绝对能力的神。
Has absolute power.
来到这个世界上。
He came to the earth.
这是基督教与所有的宗教最大不同的地方。
This is the largest difference between Christianity and all other faiths.
因为所有的宗教都是有限有罪的人发现脱离罪恶的需要，发现回到上帝面前的需要。
All other faiths came from people who realized that they are sinners and that there's a need to return to God.
但是他们没有办法解决这个问题。
But they cannot solve the problem.
所以他们终极性的目标就是将功补过，用好行为来解决过去所犯的过错。
In the end, their objective is always to cover their sins with good works.
但是我们从神所启示的话，我们才明白。
But we understand from the revealed word of God.
罗马书第三章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 3 says.
上帝不是用力功之法来拯救我们。
God did not save us through our good works.
上帝用信主之法来拯救我们。
He used the method of believing in Him.
为什么我做好事不能拯救自己呢？
Why can't I save myself through good works?
因为我做好事本来就是我的责任，不是我的功劳。
Because good works is your responsibility in the first place.
我做坏事，我应当受审判，我没有办法自己解决。
And I ought to be punished for the evil that I've done. I cannot solve it.
所有宗教里面将功补过的这个方法，不是神拯救人的旨意。
The methods of good works in all the faith is not in the will of God.
那么神拯救人的旨意是怎么样的？
What that God used to save man?
就是他自己到这个世界上。
The method is for Him to come Himself.
神自己到世界上来。
For God to come Himself.
神自己做人。
He became a human.
神自己来死。
He came to die.
那么如果神死了，宇宙还有神吗？
If He died, would there be a God in the universe?
这是所有的宗教没有办法解决的问题。
Again, this is a problem that all other faith cannot solve.
圣经清楚告诉我们。
The Bible says clearly.
我们的神是三位一体的上帝。
Our God is a triune God.
圣父上帝。
God the Father.
圣子上帝。
God the Son.
圣灵上帝。
God the Holy Spirit.
圣父上帝的永远的尊严为我们预备了救恩的计划。
God the Father gave us the plan of salvation in His eternity.
圣子上帝在历史的过程中亲自到世界上来。道成肉身访问我们。
In history, God the Son came as a human being and visited us.
又借着肉身受死，担当我们应当受的刑罚。
And in His physical body, He bore upon the punishment that we ought to have.
他承前救恩以后，圣灵上帝就把这个赦罪的恩典运行在每一个时代传福音领受真理的人身上。
And after His accomplished salvation, God the Holy Spirit fulfilled the salvation upon all generations.
所以圣父预备救恩，
God the Father prepared salvation.
圣子完成救恩，
God the Son accomplishes the task.
圣灵施行救恩，
God the Holy Spirit grants us salvation.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
像当上帝到地上来做人的时候，
When God came as man,
圣父还统管万有，
God the Father is still in charge of all things.
耶稣基督死了复活以后，
After the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
回到天父那里，
After His ascension,
当父子把圣灵赐下来的时候，
When God the Father and Son sent the Holy Spirit,
每个时代感动人归向上帝。
In every generation, He will move men to return to God.
这样当我们把神的话语传开的时候，
When we preach the word of God,
当我们在这样的布道会中间高举耶稣基督十字架的时候，
In the gospel, when we lift up the cross of Jesus Christ,
圣灵不能不做工，
God the Holy Spirit will work.
因为圣灵赐下来就是要叫人认识圣子。
Because He was given to us so that we will know the Son.
圣子赐下来就是要把人带回圣父。
The Son was given so that we will return to the Father.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是神的计划。
This is His plan.
这是神的救赎。
This is God's salvation.
上帝到世界上来，
When God came to the earth,
成了肉身，
He became physical.
上帝在肉身显现，
God showed us Himself physically.
上帝亲自 是成为人。
He came as man.
那么你说为什么他一定要来做人呢
？You ask the question, why must he come as man?
因为他要担当我们的罪。
Because he wants to bear our sins.
还要为我们的罪死在十字架上。
For our sins, he wants to die on the cross.
你说为什么上帝一定要死呢
？You want to ask the question why he would die?
因为如果不是神的生命到地上来死
，If the life of God did not come to die,
就没有绝对。有的功效，永永远远救赎每一个时代的人。
There will be no effect that will save all generations.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这些话在圣经里面都清楚隐藏了。
All these are in the Word of God.
圣经的话隐藏了这些伟大的真理。
The Word of God gave us such great truth.
耶稣基督到世界上来的时候
，When Jesus Christ came to us,
上帝就变成人了。
God became man.
为什么他上帝要变成人呢
？Why did he become man?
上帝是不能死的。
Because God cannot die.
所以他要做人才能死。
The only way for him to die is for him to become a man.
耶稣基督成为救主的资格是什么呢
？What qualifies Jesus as a savior?
他是有神性又有人性的中保。
He is a mediator that is both divine and human.
什么叫做中保呢
？What is a mediator?
就是站在神。站在人中间的那一位叫做中保。
He is the person that stands between God and man.
耶稣基督是神又是人。
Jesus Christ is both man and God.
他才可以成为神人中间的中保。
This is why he can be the mediator between God and man.
中保重要不重要
？Is it important to have a mediator?
中保非常重要。
It's very important.
因为他要兼顾两方面。
He has to take care of both areas.
今天我用国语讲道。
I'm speaking in Mandarin.
那么听英文的人就没有办法明白我在这里讲什么。
If you can understand only English, you will not understand me.
所以我需要的我与听英文的人中间有一个中保。
So between me and the English speaking, there's a mediator.
那么这个中保就一方面了解我，一方面就照顾讲英文的人。
And the mediator will understand me and take care of the needs of the English speaking.
这个中保很重要。
The mediator is important.
因为他在我与那些不懂国语的人中间做工。
He is working between me and those who cannot speak Mandarin.
中保有怎样的条件呢
？What qualifies a person to be mediator?
他一定又懂英文又懂中文。
Surely he must know both Mandarin and English.
如果他懂英文不懂中文
，If he only know the English language,
那我讲了一天，他讲另外一天。
He may say something completely different.
所以听的人莫名其妙
，and you will be confused.
发现听中文的笑，他们感到一点不好笑。
The audience may think it's not funny.
所以呢，他一定要又懂中文又懂英文。
So he must know both languages.
所以一个中包耳朵听进去的，从口里讲出来的，中间有很奇妙的发展。
There is marvelous movement when you listen and then you translate.
这是电脑没有办法做到的事情。
This is something the computer cannot do.
我突然间讲英文的时候
，If I suddenly speak in English,
它马上就翻中文的。
Immediately the translation will be
when
Mandarin.
When I speak in English, he will change his tongue into Mandarin speaking.
当我讲英文的时候，立刻就翻成。
啊，你看了，看见了没有呢？对，这是电脑没办法想出来的，啊。中保是很要紧的。
The mediator is very
important. 那么在中国人的思想里面有没有中保呢
？Are there mediator in the Christian Chinese thinking?
没有中保。
There are no mediator.
为什么我这样讲呢
？Why do I say this?
因为孔子讲一句话
，Confucius said,
我罪于天无所导也。
What I believe in is got nothing to do with heaven.
If you sin against heaven, there's no one to make intercession for you.这是孔子自己讲的话。
This is what Confucius said.
一个人得罪人还可以谈和。
If you sin against someone, you can still compromise.
一个人得罪别人还可以彼此谈和平。
And you still can have a negotiation.
得罪上帝。
But if you sin against,
没有人可以替你祷告。
No one can pray for you.
这句话不是我讲的。
This is not from me.
是孔子自己的《论语》里面讲的话。
It was from Confucius himself.
我罪于天，无所导也。
If you sin against heaven, there is no escape.
所以在孔子观念里面没有中保。
In his concept, there is no mediator.
没有办法在人与神中间有一位中间人。
You cannot have a mediator between God and man.
这一本圣经有许多最伟大的思想。
There are many great thoughts in the Bible.
是所有的宗教里面所没有的。
This is not found in any other faith.
这本圣经是神自己的话语。
Because this is the word of God.
上帝赐下耶稣基督。
God gave us Jesus Christ.
他就做了中保。
To become a mediator.
耶稣怎样做中保呢
？How did Jesus become a mediator?
在神 与人的中间。
He is between God and man.
所以他自己又是神又是人。
So he is both God and man.
因为耶稣是神又是人。
Because he is both God and man.
所以他可以代表神，也可以代表人。
He can represent God and man.
如果耶稣只是人，不是神。
If he was just a man and not God.
能代表人，没有办法代表上帝。
He can represent man but not God.
如果耶稣是神不是人，
If he were God and not man,
他可以代表神，他不能代表人。
He can represent God but not man.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
因为耶稣基督道成肉身。
When Jesus came in the flesh,
神成了人。
God became man.
他就站在神与人的中间。
He stands between God and man.
耶稣基督在神面前代表世界上的人。
In front of God, he represented man.
转过来，在人面前代表。天上的上帝。
When he turns around in front of men, he represents God.
他把上帝的道带给我们。
He brought the word of God to men.
把上帝的恩带给我们。
And the grace of God.
把上帝的爱跟赦罪赐下来。
He gave us the love and the forgiveness of God.
他把我们的这个祷告带到上帝的面前。
And he brings our prayers before God.
把我们的罪担当在他身上。
And took upon all our sins.
这样，这位宗保的责任是很重的。
The responsibility was great.